Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party. All are invited.
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Things First.
The first half of that game was very frustrating. They got dominated. They got thoroughly outplayed in the first half. I think a million things that could go wrong went wrong. Jordan Love was great. And then in the second half, Caleb and the Bears dominated the Packers and got right back into that game. And I know this is a little bit of an other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play thing, but Caleb in the second half was spectacular. The Bears, plenty of reason to doubt them. Caleb Williams, no.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait.
We love talking to Danny Parkins. We do so every week at this time. He joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Danny is now on the newly expanded First Things First OT from 4 to 5 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. And he joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Hey, Danny.
What's up? What's going on, Marshall? You look like you want to say something. How's it going?
No, I had a question.
The same thing.
I had a question because it was like every time I hear First Things First, I think I'm going to hear you say First Things First, I, Danny, freak all the honeys, but that never comes out of your mouth. So I was just curious.
You know, that sounds like a reference that if I was cool, I would get.
Oh, it's
that's sad.
It's Biggie.
Now I'm sad.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it is Biggie. Talented guy. R.I.P. I watched episode one of the P. Diddy doc.
Oh, you've seen it? I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, guys, bad guy.
Ray Diaz and I have been talking about this too. Like trying to get. I haven't watched it yet, but it is on my list.
Yeah, the signs seemingly were there. From the beginning.
This is the Danny Parkins episode one of the documentary post game show.
Oh,
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, well, right. Like it's three more episodes, and obviously I know where he is now and how the trial ended. And so this is, you know, like episode one is kind of like a back in the day type of situation, and it's like I see where they're going. I see how
there's
they're going to
connect. There's a clear path. There's a clear path, Danny.
Yeah, I get it. I understand what they're trying to do, and my guess is they're going to land that plane pretty successfully.
And
yeah.
That it shows you that Danny is not just a sports expert here on the show. good stuff. Danny, I do want to go back to our open, and you did talk about, of course, that Bears and Packers game, the all-important one.
I'm
with you. Like, the first half was a clunker, and the second half we got to see some real football, and overall it was an exciting game. What were your major takeaways?
I mean, I think the prevailing wisdom was we'll see him again in 2 weeks, right? Like, it coming off of the Eagles game, it felt further validating that they were not outclassed. I think there were totally legitimate questions about the Bears the first 3 months of the season on, like, if they were just getting lucky, if these were just, like, outlier fourth quarter variance results that would even out. And when they played better, healthier teams, you know, they would kind of get dog walked. And now in back-to-back, now you could say the Eagles are falling apart, and there's certainly some truth to that. But I think in back-to-back weeks, the Bears have acquitted themselves like they belong. Like, they'll be a team that no one wants to play, that can beat anybody on any given Sunday. And so, you know, this isn't a sport of moral victories, and they have not locked up the playoffs yet. But I thought that the second half, how Caleb played, Ben Johnson adjustments, I thought those were all encouraging things. And then, like, period, next paragraph, Caleb needs to make that throw. Like, I don't know how much heat he's gotten in Chicago. I'll be honest. Like, I haven't listened to much of you guys this week. I apologize. But, like, he has to make the throw. And I know he said today some version of the Michael Jordan quote, you know, he missed a bunch of game winners and he thinks he's going to make that throw 9 out of 10 times. Like, okay, well, then I'm going to be mad that that wasn't one of the 10 or one of the 9 because it was a primary read on the play. You had to have it. It's an aggressive play. You went for the most aggressive of the options on the play. If you're going to do that, you've got to connect. And he didn't connect. So I hope he's at least caught some heat for it because he chose the riskiest option and he didn't connect on it and it cost him the game.
We definitely talked about it. I think he just probably chose it a little too late. I think Combat was open. Originally, I thought it was around the 2 or 3.
Same
it
thing, looks though,
like
right?
It was the five. He was open at the 5 or the 6. He was open earlier in the route, and I think if you look at Komet's reaction, Danny, you can tell he expected to catch that ball earlier than when it was thrown.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like if you made the right decision late, you made the wrong decision.
Right.
Right. You know, like you're right. It's hard to bootleg away from your strong side and throw quick because you got to get your hips around and all of those things. But that's how the play is designed to do. And Caleb has done it 1,000 times. And he himself said it's not a hard throw. I loved the play call because it had 3 real options. DJ Moore, I do not think was a real option on that play. That was clearly like a post like a release type thing that was not realistic with the running Swift and Komet. I think he would have gotten stopped if he ran it. And he chose the home run ball because Komet was open, to your point, Layla, but he was late on it. And then even when he threw it late, if he would have thrown it to the back of the end zone and back pylonded it, he would have at least given Komet a chance. So, like, he underthrew it and he threw it late. So, I mean, it's a bad job. It was. Now, before that, he was 13 of 20 in the second half with 2 touchdowns, no turnovers, and like 150 yards of offense by himself. So, I mean, the throw to Zacchaeus was great. The throw to Komet was great. Some of the scrambles were impressive. We now know that Loveland was not the first option on that touchdown pass, so that showed some good improvisational ability. Like, there were a lot of really impressive moments from Caleb, too. Just the last one's the one that we'll remember. And now, as long as you beat the Browns, you get, no matter what happens in Bears-Broncos, like, you get the Packers for first place in the division at home Saturday night, prime time on Fox, a week from Saturday.
I love that, and I'll tell you, I've wrestled with this whole, can Caleb get there by the end of this season? And I don't think he can get where I want him to be, which is like elite quarterback, but I do think he can be good enough to get this team to the Super Bowl if he doesn't make mistakes, number one, which is like turnovers. But Ben Johnson can scheme around his deficiencies, if you will, or where he hasn't quite gotten to good enough in Ben Johnson's eyes. Do you see that also?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's probably the question. And it's like, can Caleb get hot for a stretch of games? Yeah, probably. But it's hard to, it's hard to say that with much conviction, given that he hasn't had a dominant stretch of games yet. You know, like Jordan Love right now is on a dominant stretch of games. Matt Stafford is on a dominant season of games. So those are quarterbacks right now that if you got to win three or four straight to win a Super Bowl, you have to feel better about. The Bears, I love their coach. I love their running game. Is the takeaway rate successful? Getting at least one takeaway in 11 of 13 games, is that sustainable? Probably not. But maybe. You know, Caleb's going to need to play very well if they're going to win multiple playoff games. He's going to need to play at least very well in one of them. You know, like, so maybe the rest of the team is strong enough that he doesn't have to go 4-for-4 with four straight great playoff games. Maybe they're good enough in other places where they can overcome it once. But if they're going to win multiple playoff games, he's going to have to be a big part of the reason why at some point. And again, like, to be clear, like, he was the biggest part of the reason why that was even a game at the end against Green Bay. He was the biggest reason for a stretch of time, you know, a quarter and 1.8 quarters of football. He was the best player on either team on Sunday. So he definitely can do it. It's just hard to say that he will when it's been as inconsistent as it's been.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. And the other thing, too, is Marshall and I were talking earlier, Danny, and Marshall's like, oh, you're waving the white flag of the Bears taking the NFC. I guess, yes, but it goes back to me. Well, I know that. I know how you feel.
Okay.
But
okay.
I, before we get there, it goes back to me to the point of what Ben Johnson said last week. You're winning in spite of your passing game right now, not because of it. And so until we see that overwhelmingly, I don't know that I can confidently say this is enough to beat a Rams team. This is enough to beat the Seahawks.
Well, so the Seahawks, I mean, Sam Darnold has won zero big games in his life. So, you know, Sam Darnold can lose you a game, right? Like, that's the hope again. Seattle's been better than the Bears this year, no question. But, you know, if you love the Bears defense and their takeaways, like, Sam Darnold can give it away. So that's the glass half full for Seattle. And then they'd be an underdog against the Rams. But where's the game? Is the game in LA? They're a bigger underdog. Is the game in sub-zero Soldier Field, like that game the Rams came to a few years ago, where the Bears won 15-6 and they looked like they had no interest in playing in that game because it was so cold? Like, I don't know. Like, the one seed is still there for the Bears, technically, depending on how they finish out and what goes the rest of the way. So, you know, you're probably right. Like, they're an underdog for a reason. They're the seven seed for a reason. But I just think it's wide open still right now. Speaking of the cold, you guys are successful. I got a question for you guys. What's your number? If I said to you, you could dress however you want, but no press box, no club level, no suite. You've got to go sit with the diehards, you know, the lot B folk, and you gotta tailgate for 90 minutes or more. And then you got to sit in the upper deck at the 20-yard line. And you got an upper deck. So no, you're sitting with the diehards. You got to be a fan in the elements for one of the coldest games in Soldier Field history. I assume you wouldn't pay for the privilege of doing it. But how much would you guys have to be paid? I want a number from both of you.
Well, I think I could shop my way out of this. So given that, like, I could buy
you would
like,
do it. So you would do it for free.
I could buy the hammered. No, because I would at least have to like get the cost even of what I buy on like Amazon to make this happen. Because I know where those rechargeable hand warmers are at, and I could put on a ton of layers that I could put on layers on the layers on the layers. And as long as I could like cover my face too, because my nose runs at like 75 or less, I feel like I could shop my way into making something work. So
also give me a number.
All right, I'd say I would need, based on what I already have, what I own, and what I would need, I'd say I need like $200 worth of stuff.
So if
he's asking
so
about the ticket, I thought.
Hold on a second. No.
He's asking how much he could pay.
I'm saying, Layla, if I Venmo you $200 right now and get you a ticket to the upper deck of this game, you will go to that game.
Do I get to tailgate?
Sure.
The problem, I mean, out, and
yeah,
I,
come
I
on.
Can watch.
You do not want to go
no,
to that game.
I want to go. I like. I would do it, but I'd need it to at least cover what I buy in gear. But here's the
I
other problem:
you,
is like we work, so then I can't rewind the play in person when I'm watching. Like that's always the overriding concern. But if work is not an issue,
oh come on, you get home and watch the game back, and whatever analysis your Monday show will miss from your ability to rewind, you can make up for it in telling stories about how cold you were.
No, I tell stories about the problem is, Danny, that's not interesting to listeners because I tell stories about how cold I am all the time. I'm cold in the studio right now, but outside of the work responsibility, I could do it. I would just need to break even on my shopping.
I promise you the more entertaining radio on Monday is going to be stories of Bears fans staying warm at that game more so than analysis of why they won or lost the game.
I just hope it's not a Chiefs situation where fans were defying frostbite and like health to watch the game.
$200 is a crazy number.
It's whatever the break even would have to be, and the fact that I wouldn't have to like analyze the game like
Danny,
I normally do.
Can I just tell you when
Marshall,
you asked what the number was? I was going to tell you 50, as in 50 degrees, as if it's not above 50 degrees and I'm in the upper deck, I'm not going. That's my answer. So like there is,
there's no number.
There is no number, and those the number is like I'm at work in a full time job where I have been assigned to cover the game. That's all that would get me to go there.
So Marshall, you would not go in the stands to that game on Sunday for $2,500.
If you pay me $2,500 to go and sit for, do I have to tailgate?
Yeah, that's what. You have to tailgate for 90 minutes, and then you have to go to the game in the stands.
Nah, not for $2,500. That number's going to have to be higher.
That's the game we're playing.
So here's my number then. My number is $10,000.
$10,000. Yes. See, that's an answer.
Yeah,
okay.
$10,000.
Layla claims the only reason she wouldn't do it is because she needs to take notes during the game.
That's a bad answer.
Danny, that's our job.
She can take notes later. She can run it back. She records the game.
That's our whole ass job. I do
it is actually not our whole job. Our whole job is to be entertaining on the radio. That's the whole job. It is not to take notes. I promise you it has nothing to do with taking notes. If you got $10,000 to go to
$10,000, I'm going.
Give me the $10,000.
I'm going.
You're going for $200, yeah. You said.
I mean, I just want to break even on what I buy. But yeah, the only problem is when I get home, I don't like moving. When I get cold, I don't like moving at all. I turn into one of those iguanas that falls out of the tree. So like, I'm just worried about the job I would have to do later in the week.
Why do you have tickets that you're offering us and that's why you're saying this?
I promise you. Guys, it's going to be 20 degrees below zero.
Oh, we know. We were just talking about this.
Well, I'm just saying tickets are not going to be hard to get. I haven't checked. What's the get-in price for this game?
I haven't even looked.
I'm gonna tell you in 30 seconds. I will tell you what the get-in price is for this.
So yeah, we'll see which one of us beat. I guarantee.
So what did you think it was gonna be? What did you think it was gonna be?
I would imagine I can get into that game for $75.
You can get into Browns Bears right now, and I'm just looking at StubHub. You can get $107. Section 349.
So really, after the fees, it's like 200.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yes. But so come game time, when that forecast actually hits and people wake up that morning and decide, you know what,
the price is going to go down. You're right about that.
My house is good. You can get into that game for $75. So Layla, the offer's on the table. I'll take notes for you.
No,
I'll send you $200 and the ticket to the game.
I said my issue was like the notes. So no, that's not.
But he just said he would take notes for you.
That Danny's note taking is not mine. Like I appreciate the idea, but that's my biggest issue.
Just so you know, Danny, the $10,000, if you want to send it my way, I will be there.
No. Marshall, your number is closer to my number.
Thank you. What's your number, Danny?
Yeah, my number's probably like 5.
5?
I think I'd do it for $5,000.
I would think about it at 5, but the thing is, like, I like to be warm. I like to be able to replay, like, in
But you
in
wouldn't be warm. That's what we're paying you for.
No, exactly. So, for me, it's 100% about being able to, like, watch the game how I want to watch it, which is, no, we have a job to do.
So you wouldn't do it for $10,000, though?
Okay, Layla, we have a job to do.
I don't do this job for free. Sorry.
No. But your point stands. Nobody if you give her $10,000, she can rewatch the game and take notes when she rewatches the game for $10,000.
If I didn't have to, like, if I had my old job per se where I'm hosting like White Sox pre and post, $200, whatever my break even is with the shopping would get it done. I already own a Canada Goose, so like I figure I can probably work with everything from there.
Yeah, okay. I think
if it's just for the bit. But the problem is, like, this job is not just for the bit. I wish it were in some ways, but no, that's just not the case.
I'm with you, Danny. We are aligned.
Just differing opinions on the job. But yeah, that's okay. All right. Well, it was just a fun question.
I appreciated the question. Again,
the question is great. It's 50 just degrees the realistic is where you had me. Application is another thing.
People do the job without watching the game live all the time. You know, it's doable. Is all I'm saying. I would recommend it, but it is doable. But I just hope Chicagoans stay safe. You're right, Layla, to bring up that Dolphins Chiefs game. People lost their fingers.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy. That stuff is terrifying to me. And then there was that whole weird story about the people drinking, watching the game in somebody's backyard, and that turned into a trial. Like, hairy.
Yeah. Yeah, no joke. Stay safe out there. Don't lose to Shedeur Sanders and Bears Packers a week from Saturday is for first place in the division. Opportunities right there in front of the Bears.
Bears Packers Saturday is going to be drunk.
Could
no matter
be for
what
first place
do.
In the NFC if things shake out right.
Yeah, everything is still right there in front of the Bears. But the NFC is tough. You go from the one seed to the seven seed with one loss to a good team. It's tough.
Go Lions this weekend. Go Lions.
No.
Tricky. If you believe in the one seed, go Lions. If you just want security to make the playoffs, go Rams. That's a good topic too.
Yeah, and I vote Rams. Danny, thanks as always for the time. We look forward to seeing your work on First Things First. It is from 4 to 5 on Fox Sports 1.
Thanks, Danny.
All right, stay warm.
R.I.P. Biggie.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Somebody on the text line said you could have told him it was meatloaf. Guys, I'm not going to the game. I have to work. It's a different thing. You give up your fan card when you get paid to watch the game. I'm sorry. That's just how this goes. Coming up next here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, we did hear from Kayla Williams today, as we mentioned. I think we've got to re-examine, based on what he said, your question from earlier in the show.
I like it. I like that idea. And extrapolating it out, because that's where we are in this season.
This is hilarious. 847, you guys are so soft. Let me know if you're trying to unload tickets and I'll go for nothing. Turning down 2,500 to watch the Bears is ridiculous. Who said 2,500?
No one said 2,500. I went straight to 10,000. I like being comfortable.
You're good. I'm just trying to... People... You think you listen, but sometimes you guys really got to press rewind. Fortunately, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, you can do just that.
Oh, I like that.
Stay with us. Smooth. More next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
And it all comes down to this fourth and one on the fake. Williams looking, throwing, it is intercepted! Keyshawn Nixon and the Packers will win it!
This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That was the final play of the game against the Packers at Lambeau Field. That courtesy of Fox Sports. We had asked the question earlier in our show to begin the 10 o'clock hour. It was a hypothetical created by one Mars Hall Harris. What is the Bears' ceiling this season if Caleb Williams is at his fully realized self this season? Not that he won't improve next year, but just as much as he can do for this year when it comes to improvement. Mechanics you typically fix in the offseason, so what would it be? We had a good discussion about it in the first hour. And then there was some more that came out just now. In fact, Danny Parkins referred to it when he talked to us in the previous segment. He mentioned the quote from Caleb Williams talking about that final play, for example. And you heard Danny say, well, that is one of the throws that I need you to make. So here's what he was referring to, the question and the answer about that play that ended up being an interception.
What's your process after the way that game ended, like the first couple of days? Are you, like, how quickly do you flush it? How much are you, and obviously you watched it with Ben on Monday, that last play, but like, what's kind of your process of how you just think about a game that ended that way?
You're saying me throwing the...
Yeah, the last.
There's not another moment, another player, another situation, in those moments, I feel like the ball should be in my hand, and that's how I felt as a kid. That's how I still feel today. That's how I felt on Sunday in that moment. And so, feel great. It kind of goes to the MJ quote where he missed how many game winners, and the Kobe where he took the game winner, and tried to. Versus the Jazz and all of them back then. It's like, you're going to take those shots, and, that's the type of mindset I have that, I'll take those shots and, I'll roll with the punches if I do miss. And that's what happened. And so you move on from it, and when that moment comes up again, I think 9 times out of 10 that I'll hit. And so, that's my mentality. That's how I feel about it. And just got to give Cole a better ball in that moment. But other than that, roll with the punches if it doesn't roll your way.
I do think that's how he feels about it. I do think that is his mentality. I don't know that it's 9 times out of 10 right now.
the numbers would bear out that it hasn't been 9 times out of 10 for really any of his throws, if you're really thinking about it, because of what his completion rate is on the season and what it is game to game, to be honest. And even in second halves when his passer rating is above 95. I love the reference to the Michael Jordan and the Jazz, though, and shows you he is a student of the game of basketball as well as football, because that happened before he was born. Well before he was born. So I do like that element of it. I think Caleb Williams wants to be great. I don't think there's anyone denying that. It's just where he is on his journey right now that the timeline doesn't necessarily match what this team, outside of his play, is capable of this season.
And you have to have that belief in yourself. To be a quarterback, you have to have a bit of that. I think it was when we interviewed Jakeem Grant, he talked about a little bit of insanity was the quote he had when it came to having to return kickoffs and punt coverage. I think there are certain traits you have to have to be able to function in the NFL at that position in particular. Nothing wrong with that. And he has faith in himself, and that is a very good thing. But Danny's right. If that is 9 out of 10 throws like you claim it to be, then that's one of the ones that needs to be in the 9.
And if it is 9 out of 10 throws like you claim to be, that means the next 9 better be on point, because that would be 9 out of 10.
The team has improved. There's no doubt about that.
He has improved.
Caleb Williams has improved. I don't think that that's also in question. And I mentioned before in the first hour, I think one of the best ways that you can tell is not just the avoidance of sacks, which is absolutely massive, but now we're starting to see some off speed, some balls thrown with touch as opposed to every one of them being a fastball. But until you show us that you're consistent and with a higher pass rate completion percentage than I'd say 55 on plays and structure, and you're not throwing so many balls out of bounds, and you do make that throw where you're likely hitting Komet when he's first open at like the 5 or 6 yard line as opposed to being in the end zone, then we talk. Then I will believe you. But I understand completely that you have to believe in yourself first, and I'm okay with giving you the time to get there.
And I think that's where we are right now, is giving him the time to get there and understanding how long this is going to take to get him to an elite young quarterback, if that is the ceiling that he is going to reach. And listen, I'm good with the development that he's done so far this season. Again, I just think it's not on the same schedule as the overall winning opportunity window, if you will, of this 2025 Bears team. If he was next year and they were in this exact same situation, there's no doubt in my mind I'd feel much better about the chance of the Bears making some deep playoff run. Not to say they can't do it, just the margin of error is so much slimmer now than it would be a year from now, let alone 2 years from now.
630 has a good question. Is Rome gonna play against the Browns? I don't know. With the only update we got was on Kyler Gordon, per what Mark Grody said, and the update on Kyler Gordon was bleak.
I'll say this. I don't expect him to play. A stress fracture sounds like one of those things in your foot. When you're doing stuff on your foot, running, starting and stopping.
Planting, turning,
you want to give
cutting.
That time to heal, right?
And I don't think it feels better in that kind of weather when the cushion that you expect to have in your shoes is going to be hard as a rock.
It's not a great picture that you're painting right now for Rome Odunze's. We'll see what happens today. If he like goes limited today, I was like, okay, maybe there's a chance. But if he it's another DMP, nah.
No, 773 says, I don't think he meant 9 out of 10 for every single pass he throws. I don't either.
No, I think he meant that throw.
And yeah, they go on to say, I think he meant 9 out of 10 during clutch time. Yeah, I completely also agree. I think it's 9 out of 10 during clutch time. But we saw so much good that came from it last year. And they have come back in many different ways this year, as we have talked about. And he can also say that. But it hasn't all been throws. It's been turnovers created by the defense. It's been bruising runs. It's been a combination. The pass he threw to Cole Kmet on the scramble on the other side of the field was fantastic. I think the ball he threw to Olamide Zaccheaus in the end zone, I don't know how it got there.
I like that one better than the Kmet throw.
I have no idea how that ball got there. And frankly, some credit goes to Olamide Zaccheaus as well for being able to put himself in that position.
And
I need to see just more of the basic. It's true. It's like what Patrick Manley said.
No. I think we're all on the same accord with the pedestrian looking pedestrian. That's what we were asking for. Can you please make the pedestrian look pedestrian? And I think one of the things you just brought up about specifically the avoidance of sacks, You know how many times he got sacked last year, right?
68.
Third most sacks all time for any quarterback ever.
All time. Like that, it's that part of it.
How many sacks do you think he's on pace for right now?
It's less than 20, right?
No, it's not less than 20. He's been sacked 20 times.
Okay, I thought it was 19 was the number he had right now, so I was one off. So then therefore that would put him at 23. So he's on pace for like what, 28?
26.
Yeah.
You cut your sacks down by 42 season over season? That is such a marked improvement. I don't think he'll get enough credit for, you know?
Well, we should.
And that's like, that is a major, I think I was comfortable. I was like, hey, if you could just get him down to 35, 36 sacks, but if he stays on this pace, and he might not because you see who's coming up, like the gambit.
Myles Garrett is three away from the record, as we have discussed.
Bosa.
Yeah, there's a litany of
Hutchinson again.
Yeah, there's a litany of pass rushers that the Bears are going to see over the next several games. So, understood. But we know that is improved. We absolutely know that. I don't think you could ask anybody who follows the Bears for even 10 minutes, you would know that the sack number has improved.
He's only been sacked more than two times twice all season. And both of those games came in the first six games of the season. Just to show you the improvement as the season has gone on.
708, this is not a championship-level defense. No, it's not.
Surely is not.
And that's of no offense to Dennis Allen. I have loved some of the concepts that they have run. But when it comes to just what they, as I've said before, the money that they signed is not the money that's making money for them on the field defensively. And I hate to say it, but it's just absolutely true. Like that's, I think Jalen Johnson will be a better version of himself this next game. But the money men, you know, you got to step up too. And more so than we've seen out of Montez Sweat.
And Sweat has been better. And, you know, he answers my question that I have every year following the Bears, which is who's going to get to the quarterback. Montez Sweat is going to get to the quarterback. Is he going to get there frequently enough to, you know, be a game wrecker? Not yet, but he's improved. And that's all I can really ask at this point is steady improvement, knowing what the linebacking core and even the defensive back core has looked like for most of the season. It's been tattered. It's been patchwork. But Dennis Allen's done a pretty good job with the patchwork, because if you're going to be an opportunistic defense, as they have been, at least they have come up with big opportunities.
Yeah, one of the bottom lines is at least that, like, for example, the one person Dennis Allen mentioned by name in his press conference that he was excited to work with probably isn't seeing the field for the rest of the season. No so more. What they have, three games with Kyler Gordon?
Wasn't that a fourth? Or maybe I thought it was four, but maybe I was thinking it was going to be a fourth.
That's what we got to look.
So this season, Kyler Gordon has played in three games. He has started one.
Yeah, I thought it was three. So that ain't great. Coming up next here on Raheem Harris and Grody, Ed Orgeron has the most unlikely quote of a very popular song that I've ever heard in my life. Additionally, we have something to give away. Caller 6 to the Score contest line, 312-540-0670. Will win tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Edison Park on Tuesday, December 16th with special guest Noah Sewell. I'm hosting. We had a great Football After Dark session with Nashawn Wright last week. So it is all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com. Brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. Eminem, like you've never heard him before.
Oh, no.
Through the dulcet tones of Ed Orgeron. Next.
Go Tigers!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The Raheem Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I got to tell you, we had a meeting.
Ed Orgeron, it was about time for him to show up, wasn't it? Like, LSU gets rid of Brian Kelly. Enter Lane Kiffin. Somewhere hanging out is Ed Orgeron.
But did you hear him while the job was open after they fired Brian Kelly? I'd love to coach the LSU again. Give me another chance. I don't know what's better, this story or the Joe Burrow recruiting story, but they're both.
Then there's the story that I don't know if he told this on Bussin' with the Boys podcast, but the reason he got let go anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Some things are just, yeah. Like, what are you going to say? What are you going to say, Layla?
It's just laughing. Like, it's so funny. If you don't recall some of the antics that Ed Orgeron was up to at LSU and in Baton Rouge outside.
Wilding. He was out here wilding is what he was doing.
Yes, he was. So, point is, it's about time for Ed Orgeron to, like, pop up in the college football landscape. It just is. You know it too. Like, deep down, you know. So he was on Bussin' with the Boys and he talked about his recruitment of Joe Burrow and see if you can make out what song he's referring to.
So I took him outside. This might have been the most important talk I ever had in all my life. We're in the parking lot, okay? And the gravel's, you know, road people, the dust is coming.
What restaurant is this?
Mike Anderson's restaurant. I said, Joe, if you tell anybody about this conversation, it never happened. I said, Joe, I don't get you, they're going to fire me. I get you, we're going to win the national championship. That's how important you are to me. Now, there's three quarterbacks ahead of you. I'm going to put you on the fourth team, and you're going to earn your way in front of the football team. But, Joe, I know these quarterbacks. They're good, but they're not as good as you. I ain't seen a damn lick of film on the Son of God, you hear me? I was just going on what I heard, right? Okay. And I saw in that meeting, right? You know what I mean? Hey, you gotta take a shot, baby. Hey, you know, it was that Eminem. Got one shot, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, is that a great song? Spaghetti, yeah. Throw up all over the place. You got the heartbeat, you forget the word. You got one fucking shot, you gotta take that song, baby. Right? Whoa! Man, I can hear that something get fired up, boy. That was me out there. Huh?
What's his facial expression? What's his response when you say, I don't get you, I'm getting fired?
You could tell when you tell somebody, it's like an aha moment. I saw that look in his eye. I hit home right there. I said, now, You're going to come or in your way, but I know you're better than them. Now, Joe, by the way, I have two pretty good receivers. One's name is Jamar Chase, and one's name is Justin Jefferson. You don't know about them yet, but you're going to love them.
What a sell.
If I don't sign you, I'm going to get fired. But if I do, we're going to win the national championship.
Was he wrong?
Throwing up all over the place spaghetti. How many times in practice do you think they'd all be like, what?
Are they from Louisiana or from outside Louisiana is the next question. Yeah, I can answer your question after you told me that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because if they're from Louisiana, they understood perfectly what Ed Orgeron was saying.
I heard that and I'm like, my God. In some ways, you just, like, I'm sure he thought he was pretty bulletproof given, like, he absolutely met the moment there, but...
He did meet the moment. They won the national championship.
Did he, like, emotionally blackmail Joe Burrow into... And then the plan? Like, I have to move you up and here's how we're going to do it?
No, I respect
that. And then they did indeed win the national championship.
I respect the fourth team bit because you got to, like, earn it with the team has to believe. You can't be some guy that just comes in and they just anoint you the quarterback. I get it.
And he was spot on in his talent evaluation, was he not?
You're going to love him.
We do. Jamar and Justin Jefferson.
That's crazy that they were that loaded. Every time I think about that national championship team, I think about, well, yeah, Joe Burrow looked like a godsend because he had these angels at receiver who could do anything and everything. Like, what are you doing defensively if you got Jamar Chase on one side and Justin Jefferson on the other?
Was that the 19 title? It wasn't it?
Either 18 or 19, right?
Yeah. Leonard Fournette was also on that team. And you know that Leonard Fournette was the kid that everybody talked about. They're like, did you hear, was it Lane? Was it Lane who offered him somebody recruit? No, it was it Les Miles? I think it was Les Miles who recruited him as a 14-year-old, and everybody's like, oh, did you hear they recruited a 14-year-old? Like, oh, that's crazy. That ended up being Leonard Fournette.
It was 2019, which was Clyde Edwards-Helaire was the lead running back.
I know, but I think Leonard was on that team.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah, 13 carries, 36 yards, and a touch.
The legend that was Leonard Fournette, because he was the one who was recruited at 14 to go to LSU.
I mean, he was a big boy. He was a strong boy. He was a powerful boy. And Joe Burrow was out here winning Heismans and national champ, 15-0. Remember when
that team dismantled everyone?
Champs had to go do some things. They were undisputed. They won. Let me take you through. Can I take you through?
Wasn't
just
that
real quick?
Alabama game awesome? I seem to recall that game being ridiculous.
46-41.
Yes. Oh yeah. Was that
in Tuscaloosa?
It was one of the quote games of the century. End quote.
Yes. Their run in the postseason, a 37-10 win over Georgia. Then in the semifinals, they beat Oklahoma 63-28.
Ed would call that the semifinal.
And then they beat Clemson in the national title game 42-25 to finish off their 15-0 season.
If you never heard the story about Ed Orgeron at a gas station, which Google is what
it.
Led to his downfall,
Google it.
I strongly suggest Google and enjoy. We wanted to let you know that next Friday, December 19th, you can join the score at the world famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl, previewing round two of Chicago and Green Bay. Our show will be there broadcasting live from 10 to 2, followed by Spiegel and Holmes from 2 to 6 that afternoon. We'll be joined by special guests, including Patrick Manley and hosts from The Fan in Milwaukee, as the shows gear up for a huge game the next day. That's next Friday, December 19th, from 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's all brought to you by Kenosha Subaru. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru. Coming up next, time to talk to Spiegel and Holmes. I see Matt Spiegel. I see him. I see you.
He has acknowledged us.
He has. So we'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.